At a press conference today, Commander's managing partner Josh Harris said the team and private investors will make an economic splash in D.C.
I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in D.C. history.
Harris says the goal is to revive the excitement he remembers growing up near the old RFK Stadium.
When on Sundays, everything stopped, everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium, and we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community, and we want to host the biggest and best events in the world.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says returning the Commanders to the RFK Stadium site would restore a major part of the city's sports legacy.
I grew up in this district, as was mentioned before, attending games at old RFK Stadium. It was a special place. Many of my early memories as a football fan were formed there, watching the great teams and sharing the experiences with my family and the tremendous fans of this team. A generation of fans growing up rooting for the team did not have that experience, but the next ones will, and I could not be more excited for them.
The $2.7 billion project would anchor a revitalized RFK campus along the Anacostia River, adding homes, businesses, parks, and a stadium they say fans and players alike can be proud of. Ian Price, WFIR News.